Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, a day in the life of a New York institution, the bodega. When we left off, producer Camilo Vargas was walking us through the health risks of the typical high-sugar foods that bodegas sell. Now, producer Marlon Bishop digs in even further.
Bodegas have many merits, but healthiness usually isn't one of them.
Earlier in the show, I talked about neighborhoods in New York where healthy and affordable food is hard to come by. So bodegas end up playing a huge role in providing food to these neighborhoods.
Now, you've probably heard of the food pyramid. You know, it's this diagram that's designed to tell you how to keep a healthy, balanced diet. It lets you know how many vegetables or how much dairy you should be eating. Well, Dallas introduced us to a different kind of food pyramid.
Ah, the bodega food pyramid.
Dallas Penn. Dallas is a blogger. He's also part of a filmmaking collective called The Internet's Celebrities. They make a very funny show called Food Warriors. I interviewed him with fellow producer Michael Simon Johnson.
Yeah, the bodega food pyramid he told us about is like the one you learned about in school, except this one is entirely composed of bodega food.
Let's start at the top of the pyramid, the quarter water. You're talking about 8 ounces of high fructose corn syrup, sodium benzoate, water, of course, food dye. You know, but that in shape like a grenade, because it's just going to blow up inside of you.
Just to be clear, it's meant to be shaped like a barrel, but it does kind of look like a grenade, so fair enough.
Potato chips used to be a quarter also. And I'm just thinking about all the grade school kids who, you know, with a limited amount of money would basically get their lunch out of a bodega. 2 bags of chips, 2 quarter waters. And that kid would be rocking until around, you know, noon.
Next on the pyramid, the snack cakes.
Little Debbie's, Lady Linda. And then on the higher end, Hostess, Drake's. Drake's and Hostess, those are on the high end. Those are like when you're balling, okay? Like you're feeling rich. You just got your allowance. So now you can buy a Drake's Ringding or Devil Dog. But no, I'm talking about—
What's low end?
What's low end? Low end is just something with horrible writing on it for 25 cents.
So while we were stationed for a day at the Red Apple Deli, me, Marlon, and our fellow producer, Antonia Cerejito, actually did a taste test of the low-end bodega snacks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sweets.
5 sweets. Ronald, the son of the owner, made sure we were prepared.
It's a bag right next to you. It's a vomit bag.
Right.
Original iced honey bun, it's 2 for $1. Lady Linda, original mini crunch donuts, 75 cents. Drake's Cherry Fruit Pies, $1.29. Original Artificially Flavored Vanilla Cupcake by Lady Linda, 75 cents. And 1 cheese Danish made by Clover Hill Bakery.
As we tasted the food, there were surprises.
Oh, no, there is cheese in here.
Some poignant analysis.
It tastes like garbage at first, and then it tastes like normal junk food. And points for an arc of improvement.
And of course, tough critiques.
This is terrible. This is like medicine-flavored jelly inside of like a hard shell.
And finally, we got to the lowest of the low end.
Last one.
I'm so sad it's about to be over.
This looks god-awful.
What is it?
This is the Lady Linda Iced Honey Bun. It's delicious, microwaved, so it claims.
The Lady Linda Iced Honey Bun, price 50 cents.
All right, here we go.
Smell it. I was right. It's bad. It's bad.
It's slimy to the touch. It's slimy. Oh my God.
The iced honey bun was by far the worst.
440 calories of dense, sugary horror.
Dallas Penn.
Here's the deal with the iced honey bun. All right. They have a shelf life of infinity. So this could have been in a warehouse for several years. You know, frozen, unfrozen, refrozen. I think that's the curing that takes place for the honey bun.
The fermentation process.
Absolutely.
So we've been poking fun, but there's actually a very serious conversation to be had about the iced honey bun.
Absolutely. We do get to make fun of it. I do make fun of it. But at the same time, realizing that for working class folks, the bodega, they sustain you. They sustain entire neighbors, entire communities. You know, with their fare.
Camilo, when you spoke with a public health expert about food deserts, you also asked about the honey bun, right?
I did. I spoke to Dr. Robert Fulilab from Columbia University, who you heard earlier.
If you could comment the nutrition value on the snack cakes, the 50-cent iced honey buns and mini donuts.
Those are the worst. High levels of sugar, a lot of carbohydrates, typically prepared with a fair amount of fat. I mean, it's the triple strike, if ever there was one. So those are all products that typically a doctor is going to say, no, don't do that.
But what if you have to do that? Dallas pointed out to me that when you're talking about serious poverty, the type of poverty where it's, you know, hard to get enough to eat, you can't beat the calorie-to-dollar ratio of the honey bun for 50 cents.
Well, according to Dr. Fulilove, price is a big factor, but it's not the only thing that keeps people away from healthier foods. There's also the fact that the bodegas just aren't stocking those foods. And some say that's in part because people aren't demanding them.
So it's kind of a chicken or the egg problem?
Yes, it is. And it's a problem the city is trying to address in a whole bunch of different ways. One of them is a program the Department of Health started a few years back called Healthy Bodega Initiative. They went around and got bodega owners in poor neighborhoods to sell healthy products at lower prices. Things like low-fat milk and fruits and veggies that are easily packaged.
And there was, and this was quite encouraging, a significant increase in the number of folk who bought the products that were there.
The strategy worked because these were products that were not just healthy, but also easy to stock and quick to prepare. Things like apple slices or carrots and hummus.
So, ready to eat.
Exactly. Kind of like the honey bun, but healthy. Something that matches older food habits. Dr. Fulilove says the key is to change what customers want, so they'll start asking for it.
And if they start demanding, we want this as opposed to that, and we will pay for it, bodega owners will definitely change what it is they do and how they do it. My bet is that you're going to see a change.
Which makes sense. I mean, earlier, Ramon, our bodega owner, talked about knowing what the customers want and only stocking what actually sells.
Right. So if customers demand it, it could become available. And with time, the bodega food pyramid might start looking more like the real food pyramid.
By the way, since we were just trash-talking bodega snacks pretty hard right now, I just wanted to say you can get some great food at a bodega.
Yeah, the iced honey bun was absolutely disgusting. But if you want to get a pastrami sandwich or a bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll, the bodega will definitely hook you up.